All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Time now for Coming in Hot. With Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Jason York and a lovely coiffed Bobby Ryan.
I wish I could say I took the time, but I took the workout hat off and I went, that, I'm working with it. It's going. So here we are.
Well done. Well done.
Thank you, gents. Every now and again.
It kind of looks like, you know, the youngest monster, the way the hairline goes.
It does.
Okay. Yorkie, can you for once just try to get in like the 2000s or even like, I would love the 2010 era. Can you just bring it into a little bit more recent
stuff? How are we going to get into what's, there's nothing on television anymore. All we do is watch series on Netflix.
True. I just started watching the new Drive to Survive.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The
F1. Is that reality?
Yeah, it's on the F1 season, every season.
Oh, okay.
It's really good.
Is that like the F1 that came out on Netflix? I couldn't get into it.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Me neither.
Okay. I couldn't.
Yeah, but you know what it did for ratings for F1? It sent them over the top, like blew it up. Now everybody's back watching.
But have you guys seen the Apple TV one they just released about Messi?
I haven't watched it.
Oh, it's incredible. I binged it in a day. I binged it in a day and a half. And I think it's 7 or 8 hours. And it was incredible, and it led right into another one on Apple TV about him coming over here. Like, I'm not a soccer fan. I will never watch it if it's on. It just background noise or whatnot. But watching that and him, about one of the greatest athletes of our generation, it was absolutely blew me away. Yeah, and made me like him a ton. So
I'm writing that down right now. I just finished True Detective, the new one. Not as good as the first two.
I haven't seen any of them.
Hey, listen, one of you. Finally the watched
first, what
have you watched the Alex Degg documentary yet?
So we can discuss. Fantastic.
Bob, see, I gotta wait.
All right. That's my homework tonight. I'll watch it tonight.
It's like 47 minutes.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
By the way, speaking of the Daigle's coming to town end of March. He's coming up. Gonna meet him in the alumni box. We're gonna watch a game together. He is reconnecting with Ottawa. It's good to see. It's really good to see.
I think that documentary will do a lot for him to get accepted back into. Like, I don't think he was ever not accepted. I think people just continue to say bad, like, crap about him, and I don't think it's fair. So, I really enjoyed the interview we did on our show, but the documentary is really good. All right,
yeah,
let's move on, shall we? We got a lot to talk about today. The Sens are on fire, and it's all because of Yorkie saying they were no good.
I said they don't know how to block shots. Now they're learning.
By the way, they lead the league in block shots now.
Right? And guess what? They're winning.
It's not the goaltenders look better. And
I sound like John Tortorella. Block shots, it's going to take care of everything. But no, they've been practicing. You can tell.
I think since January 13th, they lead the league in block shots, just not in average per game, because some teams have played less, but they have the most block shots in the league in that time. So huge turnaround.
Yeah, the little things. They're doing little things now.
Even this, they're tied for fourth overall in winning percentage over their last 18 games since January 13th.
Yeah. It's incredible.
There was a lot of doubt on Jacques Martin.
Yeah, there was. And what's incredible is they dropped two games to what would be substandard teams, right? If you take those two games, add them in there, they're playing as well as anyone. And we've looked at this stretch. Remember, we talked about it before it came up. We were like, what a gauntlet. What a gauntlet. And they got to play a team without a few guys in Vegas and a backup goalie, but whatever. They're playing very, very good hockey right now. And they're fun to watch right now.
But
right Vegas way. Needed that win too. Vegas was struggling. Yeah. Their third loss in a row. Like,
yeah,
right. I'm just saying, you take Stoner out and some of
Jack Eichel, sure. But the fact of reality is that Vegas still needs to win those games too. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree.
And if you're playing on Vegas, you don't want to go into Ottawa and drop one, right?
No, they play hard. Like that game. We get in the game later, but they make you earn every inch of ice out there. I love how they play. That was a great game by Otto, by the way. One of their best all year. Keep saying that this last whole stretch.
Yeah, it's been nice to talk about it.
It's way better. Way better.
Well, it's that stupid, though. It's February. Let's win some meaningless games, right? Like, before January 13th, my good friend Kevin Gibson just pulled this up. They were last in the conference. And now they have the fourth best overall record, and they've gained 2 points, I think, on wild card spot. That's how much of a struggle it is once you get out to come back and try and find a way back in.
Yeah.
The thing I like what they're doing, like
they picked up.
I'm one of the. This is like I firmly believe that once you're out of the playoffs, the pressure is off. You play more relaxed. You play looser. The damage has already been done, but this feels a little different to me this time. Because the way they're winning these games, and I think they're doing that's going to help set them up for success for the future is they're building habits and they're building winning habits.
Yeah.
Like, especially these last few games where they're winning these games the right way, like getting down by 2-0. Don't go away from what you're doing. Play the same way. Stick to the system. Stick to being on the right side of the puck. Like their neutral zone, Bob and Wally, it's night and day what they're doing in the neutral zone now. Like it is tough to get through the neutral zone now, where before it was like playing touch football. Like just there you go. Like touch flag football. Like now they make it tough on you. You're playing well, much better. And at the end of the day, too, look how Forsberg's playing right now. Like he was really good, got behind, and then he made some key saves in that second period. Then Ottawa, all of a sudden, you stick with it. They never used to play this way. They get down 2-0, they would have been done.
Start chasing,
right?
When you talk about it, Yorkie, the neutral zone for me in particular, the D are able to stand up because they finally have some trust support that the forwards are tracking. And they're getting behind them. And what if the guy's going to chip the puck, but you're engaged? You're either getting body or puck, right? That is the number one rule of stepping up. So the D are getting up, and whatever they're taking, the forwards are there behind them tracking. I've never seen them track this hard. They look like they're just in sync 200 feet of the ice right now.
Yeah, Bob, you remember, I love when I used to coach junior, I used to get mad at the forwards. I called it dive bombing on the forecheck. Yeah, exactly.
I'm losing a guy right out of the gate.
What are you guys doing? I go, and I'd stop the video, and I'm like, see now? You're behind their D, so now they have five guys closer to our net than you are.
Yeah.
Just if you can't get them, just stay on top of them. Oh, okay.
I think it's just the best systems are always where you don't. I mean, you can steer in the neutral zone to one side and try and cut the ice in half. Absolutely. But if I was F1 and it drove a couple coaches I had nuts. But I was like, I'm not giving myself up so that he can go D to D. And then they just pull up the other side of the ice. I used to shut down right in the middle all the time.
Yeah.
And make them, because the D is going to say, okay, I'm going D to D. You stand there, you watch it go to D to D, and then you angle. Right. And you make them make a play before the red line. And I wasn't seeing that because they were continuously losing a guy just to that D to D pass. And then that side of the ice is dictated. So it just made it so much tougher. So to see them not getting guys lost, it just makes a world of difference. That's why Guy Boucher's system was so good. We never lost guys. Never lost a guy below.
And for people trying to picture that, because you and I are like, it's basically Ottawa would send their first guy and he would show his hand. Before it's almost like you're playing poker. It's like, here's what I'm gonna do. Okay, we're gonna pass the puck and you're now caught.
it puts so much pressure on all the other guys because you open up the middle of the ice where you should be standing, so they can go to the center, they can go to the D where they can pump
back. Otto was basically playing go fish with their hands open so the other team could see it. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but they look good right now.
When you want to dumb it down, eh?
Yeah, but they look good right now. They're in sync right now. It's fun to watch.
Really fun.
So let's get to some of that credit. We'll start dishing it around, but first we got some work to do. So with that being said, always time to welcome into our show, Douglas Mattress. Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, release pressure points, great value, and even comes conveniently boxed delivery. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. Over 10,000 five-star reviews, easy online ordering, get it delivered usually in 1 to 4 business days. Experience their industry-leading risk-free trial. That's 365 nights risk-free. Don't like it? Just get a full refund. Every mattress comes with a free comfort sleep bundle, 2 memory foam pillows with pillow protectors, 1 luxurious cotton sheet set, and 1 master mattress protector. That's a $650 value. Yours free every time you order a Douglas mattress. So, without further delay, go to douglas.ca/CIH and order today.
And as always, and from the beginning, this show is brought to you by our friends at BEI, Bonisher Excavating Inc., the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider BEI for all aggregate supply needs, including hot mix paving, custom crushing, hauling. They move stuff. So give them a shout at 613-432-1120 or at bonisherexcavating.com. Part of the deal, you get free ice Fridays, and as always, please slow down in construction zones, guys.
If you're looking for a fun night out, guys, you got to check out Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. Great for the family, couples, corporate events. Kids 12 and up can throw accompanied with a guardian. You could have birthday parties, team building events, or if you want to have a fantastic night, this is the place to go. You got to go visit Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's located at 2615 Lancaster Road. It's very safe. It's fun. Requires zero practice. Just come to a Battlegrounds Axe Throwing facility, and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to hit those targets safely. You can book at battlegrounds.com.
And we're going to get right to our hot performer because we're going to talk about him. So let's just get to it, shall we? As always, the show brought to you by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want. Even with Double Dash on DoorDash, you can order from multiple restaurants, stores, and in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want or need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off, zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more. When you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. That's 25% off, up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees on your first order. When you download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter code NATION25, all uppercase letters. Offer valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. This should come as no surprise, gentlemen. Thomas Chabot is the hot performer of the day. In his last three games, he's scored each of his last three games, by the way. In his last 18 games, 13 points, 5 goals. His ice time, right, 24-11, it's not 30 minutes. His last three games, he's gone a 5-game, he's got 5 points, and he's now just one of 4 defensemen in Sens history to have 250 career points with the franchise. That's Carlson, Redden, Phillips, the other 3.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what more you can say about him. It's funny when the forwards start helping and the goalies start playing that your star defenseman looks like a star defenseman, isn't it, Yorkie? I mean,
funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. The whipping boy, but all of a sudden, right, yeah, when everybody starts playing correctly and you take some pressure off the top dog, how good he looks. So that's not to say, you know, he's been at his best all year. I think he would tell you he'd like to be better in some areas, but he looks – I watched him what goal was it? Where he walked the line and made the move and then came across and scored back on the self side. How good was that? Like, I remember I saw that and I was like, that chabby. Like, that is absolutely a chabby move. And the way that he strung the puck out there to get the and then came back across the grain on the goal. I forget who screened. It was an amazing screen too. So he had some help, but I'm just he looks good. He looks poised. I think when he came back from the injury there, he was a little hampered. But he looks a lot more dynamic for me right now. He looks like he's getting onto his edges more. And I'm happy for him because it hasn't been easy for him this year with the speculation, I guess. And then the people putting him down. And we said it here numerous times. You don't move a guy like that. I'm glad they haven't or didn't pull the trigger on making something that out of nothing. They just let him come back from the injury, play. And now he's getting rewarded because everybody around him is doing their job and he's not out there chasing A, B, and C. He's just focused on one thing and that's playing his game. So good on him because he looks fantastic.
Interesting. I think that was Giroux, by the way, on that screen. A beautiful screen. Claude did a real nice job. But the one thing that I really, as a defenseman, admire in Shabbat's game that doesn't get talked about because it's not really a stat, where you can talk about zone exits. The way he carries the puck outside of traffic, how he gets separation in his own zone, like it looks easy when he's doing it, but I'm telling you right now, that is very hard to do. Anyone that's ever sat ice level knows what I'm talking about because everything's happening a million miles an hour. And this is why people get on Shabbat. Because the way he skates, he doesn't exert a lot of energy because he's a very fluid, natural skater. So it looks like he's not trying.
Yeah.
That's just, he's blessed with a very nice skating stride. So it looks like he's not trying, but I'll tell you, that's guys work with skating coaches and pay money to try and get that stride. You just have it or you don't. But interesting too, guys, you look at his ice time from last game, just over 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like it's you save a lot of energy when the rest of your D can be relied on to play. I think Sanderson was around 23.
Well, Schwartz 23 minutes from the Vegas game.
Yeah.
I feel like the game before he might've been under.
I got him in the,
cause this went to overtime. Don't forget, right? The shootout.
Yeah. Sorry. The game before I had the game before 23:53 with an overtime goal with overtime. Normally, if you go back to Schwartz's career, historically, that would have been a 30 minute night. When you you start making mental mistakes because I don't care who you are. That's like Chris Pronger was an expert at playing 30 minutes, but Chris Pronger was also an expert at conserving energy.
He never got out of the rocking chair.
No, he's just sitting back there. And you know, do you know who else plays a similar game, but not as physical? Like you watch Alex Pietrangelo play. He doesn't really skate the puck very much. He does a lot of kind of like, I don't know, I'm going to date myself here. He does a lot of things Al MacInnis used to do. Pump fake, guy turns, and all of a sudden you make a friggin' beautiful pass. But no, I agree, Bob. It's I'd say you've been trumpeting the Shabbat probably positive vibes the most out of anybody in the city this year. But hey, I agree. You get some goaltending, you get the team to play the right way, all of a sudden everybody starts looking and playing better. It's just any defenseman, when you're on a bad team and you play the majority of the game in your own zone, you're going to look like shit. It's just the way it goes.
No way around it. I'll tell you one thing. I've played with Chabby for quite a while. I've forechecked a lot of defensemen, whether it's practice or games over my career. He is for me a top five at going back for a puck with his back to you.
Yeah.
And subtly shifting his feet, but his body doesn't move. So you can't get a read. He just does this, like it's so fast and so fluid and quick. Yeah. And then you're going left and he's going right. And you're going, like they're going to blow this one down. We're going to talk about it.
You're like the truck that all of a sudden has to turn tight.
I found the best way to like forecheck him over time without getting it blown down was to give him an extra 5 feet because then he had to make the first move and I could just try to close. But if you're on him, I've played with very few that were better. Yeah. Lubomir Vyshnovsky was one of them.
Oh, there's a pull right there. I remember that little D-man. Yeah.
Carl was good, but he did it differently. Sanderson's got to be up there because I haven't been around the round. He looks great at it, but they got two studs at like just two very, very dynamic skaters in those
Chychrun's,
guys.
Chychrun's pretty good at it too. Because
Chychrun's good,
He skates like a forward because I think he played center until he was like a bantam age kid.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jabby's at that next level. And then he can turn on a dime like and go backwards. So you're just, you never know. You never know.
Yeah. It's good to see him playing well.
You know, like Shabby, I hear Bobby call him Chabby and everybody else calls him Shabby. So I may say him once or the other. Shabby reminds me of Wade Redden. And Wade was that same kind of style. Like to me, not only physical, always seemed to be positionally very good. But people thought he wasn't trying very hard or he couldn't skate very fast.
Good comparison.
That's what I always think of when I think of Shabby is that. But Wade Redden was a high-end talent.
Wade was, I got to see it firsthand for 5 years. Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good comparison. Both very similar cerebral players. I'd say Shabbat's a better skater. I would say Wade.
But different era, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's a better skater now.
Yeah, but Wade was considered a good skater for that era. Just Shabbat's, you don't understand like how it's because he makes the game so look so easy. It's almost a curse because when people just expect so much of you, but and the money and all of a sudden I get that. Hey, you're paid that much, you got to perform. But end of the day, good comparison, Wally. And this is the best, I would say, Bob. I don't know. What do you think? This is the best right now. I think he's maybe played maybe as an Ottawa Senator right now, the way he's playing right now.
I don't know. I don't know. Cause I would say the last few years you can kind of throw out his first year where I think he had 72 points or second was, I think it was
technically playing with DeMello that year.
Couldn't tell you, but we had a good power play. I think Dutchie and Stoney were here. And he just anchored that so well, but I used to love playing the power play with him because you could be in trouble on the wall. And the other thing that he's extremely good at, you can give him a bad pass to get yourself out of trouble, and he's going to settle that puck down. The other night, and it ended up being a little high, but he made a play where the forward was coming out at him. He was a D in the point. Somebody gave him a bad pass. He reached, brought it to his backhand, flicked it over, and threw a sauce pass. And I watched the play, reversed it, watched it again, and I was like, that's such an elite skill that goes unnoticed because you're like, he kept the puck alive. If you're watching the game, great. But I don't think, and you can't accurately tell how hard to tell people how hard that is to do. And he does it 10, 15 times a game. That again, so effortless. So
what's the old saying in hockey? You can't give a good player a bad pass.
That's exactly it. And that was Chabby. On the power play, I knew if I was on the wall and in trouble, I could bank it off that wall. And no matter where it was going, whether it was his backhand, forehand, or foot, he was fine.
You ever used to do that when you're coaching on the ice with kids, guys? I used to do that with the kids. Okay, give me a pass anywhere. And I'm going to, back when I actually had hands, they'd try and give you bad passes. And I'd say, guys, you cannot give a good player a bad pass. But now I'm a horrible player. Right now, it has to be on my stick now or I'm not getting it.
It's funny. When Cody Ceci went to Pittsburgh, he said one of the first conversations he had with Crosby was, just give me a puck anywhere within 5 feet of me.
He's getting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Crosby was?
Yeah. I've always remembered him just saying this. He's like, don't worry about trying to put it on my, just get it within 5 feet of me. Yeah. We're good.
Wow. Because Bob Crosby uses a really short stick. I had one of his sticks and it's like almost straight.
It's just below the shoulder.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's why he stays so low. His center of gravity on the ice is so low.
Yeah.
And trying to hit him, you just.
He was my best practice player I ever watched.
Yeah. So probably two. Yeah. Like who? Probably two. Like I'd say top three largest butts in the league. Like he's like deformed. He's like pretty well deformed.
He's got a big leg and big legs, big ass. Yeah. Yeah. You can't budge him. You hit him and it's like, oh, okay.
It's like way a centaur.
Yeah, okay. That's good. Let's go live. Right back to the report.
Back to the nerd report. Let's go.
Speaking of which, there's okay. Hold on. Before I want to get back to the Jacques Martin coaching, but first, It's up in the chat a lot today, and that's the whole Brady Tkachuk trade rumor thing what Ryan Whitney put out on Twitter.
Yeah.
I have no desire to discuss it because I don't know why we would. However, it's been brought up, so there's just no way to me. Like, this is just here's the only issue I have. People that have it like a reputation on the line, if you will, who are, I won't call them insiders, but just know stuff in the league who aren't just going to throw stuff at the wall. I've never seen anybody just make up a trade rumor before that has some credibility. This one, I just, doesn't make sense to me.
No, I'd love to disagree with you for the sake of argument, but no,
yeah.
This guy's your heart and soul. He's your captain, obviously, but he is your pulse. As a team, the team goes as Brady goes, and please don't mean that statistically. I just mean as the pulse of the team goes where Brady goes. So I'd be baffled if something came up. And then you say that and you're like, well, even Wayne Gretzky got traded. Those are the old sayings.
Right. That's what Pierre did to Carl.
Yeah. Yeah. There is no way in the world that this team makes sense without him. So I'd be baffled. I haven't heard anything. I talked to people to a degree, not as insider-ish as some of the insiders, but
insider-ish.
I'm not insider-ish. I just don't. I don't see a world where they move him unless somebody blows them away with something right. That's going to set them up for 10 years. Because you have a captain for the next 10 years.
Okay, yes. So
there's no way.
So yeah. I'm gonna frame it to people right now. So far this year, you fired your coach, fired the GM. You got the Pinto suspension.
Fire the goalie coach.
So trade deadlines, and there's a bunch of stuff I'm missing. Here comes the trade deadline. Guess what, Ottawa fans? You know what we're going to do right now? We're going to trade Brady Tkachuk. Let's keep it going. Let's get some more turmoil going in Ottawa. Like that.
Just ought to make everybody happy.
Just that. There is zero chance that is happening. There is no way this management team is going to do that. Number one, because of the way Tkachuk plays, there are very few players in the league that play that his style, do what he does, scores goals. He's a captain. Everything he does. And then to throw in the fact that everything that's gone on here with the Senators, and Michael Andlauer laid it out when he bought the team, zero chance that is happening. You know how much chaos that would instill? And also, it would be one thing if the team was just playing horribly and there was no positivity in sight and Jacques couldn't figure it out. Everyone's still cheating and it's a mess. But this team is starting to trend in the right direction. So, hey, guess what? We're going to trade Brady Tkachuk. Like, think about when you lay it out there and think about it, it is, I don't even know a word to use to describe it. It's just dumb. it's just dumb.
Yes. In reality, is it probably. However, if you were to offer up an unbelievable package, but it would have to be like, because we've done this before on the show. Brady Tkachuk is a unicorn type player. We've discussed it ad nauseum, if you will, how much of a player he is in a complete package. I don't know why Ottawa would want to move that. It would have to be extraordinary. Like, they want to trade for Connor Bedard. I'm in.
Yeah. That's it.
But
I mean, it would have to be an earth shattering blockbuster trade that shook up two franchises. And I don't see that.
Just look how hard it's been to get this team to start playing the right way. Everyone's buying in. You're setting a foundation. You're building a culture. Okay. Time to trade the captain. it's just stupidity.
No, I'm with you.
That we're even discussing this. Like, it's just stupid. Like, there's zero chance that's happening. Zero chance.
Yeah. None.
Okay, moving on. I want to get back to Jacques Martin. Will Brady Tkachuk next year be coached by Jacques Martin?
Oh, man, this is so hard for me.
So let me know. And I want to. So here's how I'm going to set this up.
0% chance.
Hang on. Let me set this up. Don't ruin this for me. I have a board I built. Okay. So if we remember, they went into the Vegas game down 2-0, came back and won in overtime. They did it the game before, if I'm not mistaken, as well, or in Florida, right? In fact, this used to be a team that got down 2-0 and it was lights out. But under Jacques Martin, they are 4-4-2 when trailing 2-0 this season. and they're 3-1-2 in their last six games when they were down 3-0. 2-0. And in one goal games, they're 5-2-3. You look at under DJ Smith, they were 0-5 when they were down 2-0 this year, 2-4 in one goal games. I thought for sure Jacques Martin was in for 56 games or whatever it is. But people like, I don't know, Yorkie. Why wouldn't you entertain it?
Okay, first, do you know how exhausting it is to be an NHL coach in the league? I'll take an example of Seattle's coach. I forget his name. He's in his 70s, but football season is what, 17 games?
Are we talking about the Seahawks? Seattle has an NHL team, and it's hockey.
Sorry, the Seahawks. So whatever, I forget the name of their coach.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll's in his early 70s. Got a ton of energy. There's a huge difference when you got to, because games and practices, especially when you're coaching, there's so much prep. There's so much pressure. Like you are, I don't know if you, this is just my, I have zero knowledge. This is my personal opinion. If you listen to Jacques after games, like it takes a lot out of you. And don't forget, he hasn't been on the ice for any practices. He can't go on the ice. He's had some surgeries done. I think he will have a role with this team, a big role, but I just think, and I'd love to see him coach. Honestly, I've had him as a coach. I know exactly what he does. I think he's tremendous. I just think at this stage in a life, in his life, he stays on as a consultant and has a pretty big role because he's the guy laying down the foundation. And honestly, the more I think about it, I think John Gruden will be the coach here next year. And Jacques stays in as an advisor. Capuano's back, and they try and convince Alfie to stay on as a coach. And there's your coaching staff. And Jacques is kind of an advisor.
Yeah,
that's what I think is going to happen.
I agree, because I think we've speculated on it a ton, and I see the tweets come through and people different views, but it just, nobody's asked him, and he's 71 years old. So it's more his decision than anybody else's. I think they would love, I agree. I think he'll be with the organization in a capacity, kind of an eye in the sky. I don't know if he wants to travel anymore. You don't know all these different things, right? So I do believe that he is laying the ground and the foundation that the next coach is going to come in and emphasize. So he's putting in place and say, like, if I'm Steve Staios and I'm interviewing coaches and I'm saying, look what Jacques Martin did. This is what we want. This is what we've seen. This is working for us. And the new coach is going to come in. He's going to be younger. He's going to be a little louder, and he's going to be a little probably, I can't say what Jacques is day to day on how hard he is on guys, but they just need a different voice from DJ. That much is evident by the way they're playing now. But I don't think he's back next year. I don't think he wants to be back. I think they need a younger coach. That's the generation does need younger coaches now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's a very taxing, difficult, like it's exhausting, man. After games as a coach, it's, I could just tell you from coaching junior, like it takes a ton out of you, and Jacques still in great shape. And sure, he'd, when he initially came in, it was to be a consultant, and this opportunity came up. I'm sure he loves it, but I'm just thinking of, and I'm a believer too. 82 games. It's nice to have your coach on the ice for, at times to set the tone. And but hey, he's done a great job. Like, and I love him as a coach. My favorite coach I've had, and he's done an amazing job. But I don't see him back. But back in a major role with this organization of continuing on with the culture they're building right now.
Yeah, I agree. That's a big thing. Your coach has to be on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Yorkie, I could be wrong. Didn't Pat Quinn not run practices?
Here's the thing. A lot of times your assistant coaches will run the practices. Mm-hmm. And that's a great opportunity. Some of your best conversations is when your head coach skates over, when you're in line and you have a chat with them sometime, during the practice. Hey, how you doing? What's going on? Just little informal chats from now and then go a long way after practice or before. Like, it's a perfect time to have one of those chats. And I always like those things. And I remember, I played for Ron Wilson. He'd do all that all the time. A lot of coaches did that. And, with I'm with you, Bob. I think your head coach over 82 games, it is important that you're on the ice.
Yeah.
Okay, but if he were to run this team.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
With a a 650 winning percentage for the last remainder of the games, do you not go maybe? Maybe
you we go should maybe. Consider this? Yeah, you go maybe, but that's it. And then you start to interview the field, and then you start to get a feel for what the field is. And the field's a lot different than Jock is at his age, and I just think the younger generation is going to have a younger coach for the most part and somebody that's on the ice. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I'm just trying to be the other side of this because it just seems to me he's done everything we would want a coach to do.
Yeah. I mean, he could only go up.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. He could only go up, and the guys are clearly responding to him, clearly by the way they're playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see it as a long-term solution.
Okay. So, okay, the last thing I want to ask about this, though, if he is – there's no way they should get rid of him, and I understand, like, an advisor role, but if you're the new guy coming in, and let's say you're an inexperienced head coach, a la like a John Gruden type, do you not feel like someone's always looking over your shoulder and questioning everything you do?
Well, that somebody always is.
Yeah. Every coach is going to feel that way because somebody always
is. It's different if it's a GM, though, because a GM's not always a head coach. I'm just saying – there's What's a guy the that had the team. Well, one is a guy that knows how to coach. The other one is just a guy that makes the decisions.
When you go in, like GMs and coaches have meetings all the time where the GM's just giving it to the coach.
Oh yeah.
When he's up watching up in the box and things aren't going well, believe me, he's not saying nice things about the coach.
Right. But that doesn't mean he knows how to coach.
True.
Usually most GMs have coached at some time or not.
Yorkie, let me put it to you this way. You're not worried if you are the head coach that Steve Staios is coming out of the GM box and going on the ice as the head coach. If you have Jacques Martin there, who just ran the team to an incredible record after losing seasons, aren't you like, that's a little different to me. That's all.
You're as a head coach, you're worried every single day. You're always worried. That's your job to be worried because at the NHL, just look at coaches get fired all the time.
I get you. It's,
if you're worried because you get the job and Jacques Martin is there in his advisory role, then you probably shouldn't be coaching because you can't handle the pressure.
I get you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, last thing though, if they struggle under new coach, are the fans going to lose their collective minds going, well, why didn't you just leave Jacques then?
Yes. Yes, they will. But they're going to say, hey, we made our decision and we're sticking to it. Yeah. Okay. We're going to do that no matter what. We're going to break it all down. That's what we do.
No, this is why playing at the highest level's the best because there's so much shit on the line all the time. This is what guys crave. Mm-hmm. The ultimate stake, lots of money on the line, like everything. That's what you play for. That's what you coach for. Pressure.
Yeah. Not everybody likes the pressure.
Well, anyone that makes the NHL loves pressure.
Okay, Moving on. We got lots to get through here today. We've dumped a lot on goaltending tonight. Anton Forsberg will be back in goal, which I don't think anybody will complain about. He's 5-1 against Washington, by the way. So this is good. It'll help maybe in your lock of the day when you go to pick it up. But his last four games, he's done everything you've wanted in a goaltender. 9 goals against, a .221 goals against average, a .917 save percentage. Should they not just let him play as much as possible at this point? What more does he need to do to be given the net full time?
I think it's his net to lose. I think we're starting to see the 1A, 1B situation that we thought we might have had become 1 and a clear 2. For that much is simple because the other guy's a clear 2. More than Forsberg's a clear 1. Let's be completely honest about that. He's been phenomenal, but he's getting help. Again, we already touched on the block shots being up. Yep. The defensive zone structure is better. They're spending less time in their zone. So when you factor in all the things, it's no wonder he's playing well. But he kept them in the game the other night and gave the boys a chance to wake up with some timely saves, some key saves. So I think it was last week we touched on this, and I said the problem was you really want Korpisalo to play himself out of it. You have 4 more years of him. But I do agree for where this team's at right now that Forsberg needs to be in the starter's net as much as possible.
So I'm going to put this to you because you know how they say, oh, we like to pick our goaltenders based on some past history with the teams.
Mm-hmm.
Jonas Korpisalo should get the start tomorrow night in Nashville. He is 0-5 in his lifetime in Nashville.
So he's due.
he's due.
You're telling me he's due. I'm gonna hammer him on the money line then tomorrow.
Okay, I was just curious if that made a decision. Anyway, I was shocked that perhaps they wouldn't go to Korpisalo tonight and Forsberg tomorrow. But if Forsberg gets a shutout, does he still have to sit tomorrow night out?
Yeah, you can't run a guy back to back.
So stupid. I hate this. Yeah, with back-to-back thing. Hate it. I think it's dumb.
Not going back to back.
Listen, you guys are professional athletes. How can you not play back-to-back as a goaltender? How physically drained after facing 23 shots are you?
Oh, no. I agree that they should go back-to-back, and I said it. You can't run a back-to-back with where this team is. You're not – and Forsberg's got injury history. So, and that's the first thing I thought when you asked that is like, you can't run him back to back. You can absolutely run a top tier goalie back to back. That's, I agree with you in some senses. I used to want to see it more when we were in playoff hunts and things like that. But there's just no sense. The guys, even though they're winning, playoffs are still a very long shot. A lot of things have to happen. Give Korpisalo the start. I know he's 0-5. I don't like drawing on past history. I do think players and goalies have teams they play better against or just whatever reason. But I don't think it should factor in a ton. What would factor into me the most at this time of year is who's got the hot hand. Forsberg does, so Korpisalo gets the back-to-back. That's just kind of the way it goes. If you're in a playoff hunt and you're a point or two out and you're comfortable and Forsberg says he can go, then you do it. But there's no reason to right now.
No, I just I have zero faith in Korpisalo. That's why I just
– No, I agree. So do I. So do I.
It's the players on the ice that I'm concerned about. Yeah.
I wonder if Forsberg if Forsberg throws down a shutout in the big win, maybe only has 16 shots, maybe you run him again. But yeah, to Bob's point though, he's healthy, feels good. I would probably have a conversation with him. How you feeling?
Yeah.
And if there was any doubt, I go to Korpisalo because the last thing I want is him getting hurt again.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Eh? It's crazy. I was just looking at the Washington Capitals guys. They're a -31 goal differential. That's insane. That's insane. Usually that is the big tell of when you look at the teams that make the playoffs into the year, it's goal differential. And they're, you know, just sitting outside that wild cards thing right now. Amazing how they win hockey games with that team though. Like not that good.
Yes.
It's crazy, isn't it? They've been coming on as late. Like they've been good, haven't they?
Yeah, I think they have one regulation loss in their last 7 games.
Yeah. They're peaking. I don't think they're gonna make it to you. I don't know. I'd be surprised.
I don't think any team that's not in a playoff spot is gonna make it.
You don't
know?
No, if listen, Yorkie, I do the standings board like every day. You see nobody moves. The only people that Pittsburgh jumped up and the Islanders finally fell back because all they do is lose games in overtime is there hasn't been enough of a push from any of those teams to jump past Tampa and Detroit. Yeah. It just hasn't happened. And now there's a 7-point separation, despite I know they've got games in hand, but teams just aren't making up the ground. And Detroit's on fire.
Detroit's flirting with top three in the division right now.
Like they had the best record since Jan 13. But like Philadelphia, I know they've once in a while they've got a struggle, but the Rangers have just won. Well, they just lost. They were winning 10 in a row. None of those teams at the top are really struggling. Tampa, I guess, is the only one at the moment.
I'm not counting the Devils out yet. The Devils got a couple in hand on Tampa. And I'm still not sold on Detroit.
What if the Devils, Yorkie, to your point, bring in a Saros or a Markstrom?
Right? It changes a lot.
A ton, but they need to do it now and not March 8th. Like, bring them in, get them going. That trade fell through because Calgary apparently didn't want to retain money on Markstrom, from what I understand. But, like, if they had a goaltender, they could still make a run at this. They got a couple games in hand. And I turn them on from time to time. I like the way they play.
They're 4-5-1 in their last 10. Mm-hmm. They're not playing great hockey. Like,
I just like the way they play. They were just so decimated and guys coming back aren't ready. Like, it's going to end up being a loss.
Sure.
But if you bring in a goalie for me, they have a chance. They have an absolute chance.
Amazing. Eh? You take maybe Andrew Brunett was important over in on that staff. It's got Nashville in a wild card spot right now. Mm-hmm. Guys love playing for this guy.
Yeah, I've never heard of nothing.
You
but
know him, Bob?
Coach.
He's a beauty.
Great guy. Yeah,
great. I've guys love playing for him.
I was able. He was the guy whose record I had broken in Owen Sound when I was there. Gosh, way back when, obviously, but. He sent a really, really cool voice note that they actually pumped through the stadium when I was coming. It was awesome. That was my only interaction with him ever, was getting that note. And I was like, I think I'm about to do it to a kid here. Colby Barlow's taking a pretty good run at mine. So I'm getting ready to film mine, but nice. Yeah, I thought it was really cool of him to take the time to do that.
He was one of those guys when you pull up on a face-off, it's like, Eric, how's it going tonight? Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. And then puck would drop. Not that he was cutting deals, but he was like really clean, really honest player and played hard. But just one of those guys when the guy's friendly guy at the face-off, hey, always a hello. Kind of like the first baseman who greets everybody when they come to first base.
You like get those to know guys. Him a little bit, eh?
Yeah, you get to know him a little bit on the draw.
I had no problem. I didn't necessarily cut deals, but I had no problem saying that I friendlied up to guys that I knew took runs at people.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
talk them up.
And then the worst is the guy that would come up to you at the face-off and say, how you doing? And then as soon as the puck drops, slash in the back of the leg.
Yeah.
Like, hold on a second here. I thought we were close.
That's the worst.
All right, gentlemen, we got to move on. I'm running out of time. I got stuff to get to. By the way, did you know today? It seems to be every week. This guy's setting some record, but brought to you by Wendy's. I almost wanted to skip over the Wendy's read. Wendy's is letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year and Daily Faceoff. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and click on the Daily Faceoff Survivor icon. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes and a chance, by the way, to win up to $5,000. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab a sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never-frozen Canadian beef. Go to dailyfaceoff.com and sign up to play Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Okay, here we go. Claude Giroux heads into tonight's game looking to extend his point streak to 9 games. It would be tied for the third longest point streak of his career, by the way. That would tie also his Ottawa longest. And in all, his longest 14 games. It's pretty impressive. So he's had quite a few point streaks over his career. But yeah, 9. I totally forgot about the one he had last year when he had 9 as well in Ottawa.
Yeah, he just keeps rolling, doesn't he?
Tough to, by the way, beat the Ottawa Senator record, which is 22 games by one Danny Heatley.
Yeah. Do you know what I love when you watch Claude, Bob? The way he carries the puck, there's zero wasted movements. Today's young player is like just Claude's just the puck, it's just so, he's so refreshing to watch because he's like a, everything he does on the ice is so calculated.
Yeah.
And just, I, you know, what he's doing at his age is just, I think it's remarkable.
I agree. He's been that way his whole career. There's zero wasted effort. He's just in a game that's getting faster. He's becoming more of a thinker every year. And it just goes true. Like the game slows down when he has the puck, and not in a bad way. It slows down for him. Yeah. He's just a smart, cerebral, player.
Does he get it tonight, gentlemen, if you were betting?
Yep.
Yep.
Book it. Lock of the day.
Book it.
Book it.
Before we move on, even though I asked people in the chat to give us 100 likes, I have a video, or I have picture evidence of what Douglas Mattress looks like.
Come on.
There it is. From our good friend, Daryl Quinlan, who likes to draw. It says, come on, Bobby, back check. That's Yorkie.
Yeah.
And then
I've heard that one. Yeah.
I gotta blow this up so I can see it.
And then Bobby replies, maybe another Yorkie story will slow him down. So very well done.
I love the face furniture they gave him. It's a great stat. Love the face furniture.
He's got the big chops, the big sideburns going. Great. Like that's like a 1970s NHL stash he's rocking right there.
Okay. Jeff Sanders. Is it not Derek Sanderson?
Yeah. He's got so good. Kind of that George, is that like a George Peros stash there, Bob?
Similar, right? Quite similar.
Douglas Mattress. Oh boy, okay. Gotta save this one in the folder.
Hey, we don't get to do this very often, but we have to take a second because it came through and I'm glad it did. So we're gonna take a second to wish happy birthday to a longtime listener, Damian Boudry. Who's listening today? He gets out of school, and it's one of the first things he does is flips on the show. So we want to thank him. Hey, hope you have a great birthday, buddy. I understand I'm your favorite. Wally was second, and Yorkie came in third. But thank you, Damian. Happy birthday, buddy. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, happy birthday, Damian. Even though I'm your third, it's all right, bud.
Yeah. I guess I can't boo the kid, but happy birthday, Damian. Salty Wally's not happy. Okay, moving on. Lock of the day.
Hold on a second. For the merch, when we get the merch going, we got to get a Douglas Mattress shirt like that.
Put it back up one more time.
That's so good.
With all of it?
Oh, yeah.
Just him? What are we?
I would do the whole thing. The shirt with that. Yeah. Get just like that.
Where's my hoodie? The only thing I wear is hoodies. I want my coming in hot hoodie.
Okay. We're on it. I gotta check. I'll get it somehow.
Thank you. I'll send you the fee for the postal. Okay.
All right. Lock of the day. The Sens going into Washington. They're on a roll. Last 18 games, they got 11 wins. They're 4-0-2 in their last six games versus Washington. How do they lose this game? Bob, we're gonna start with you.
How did they lose this game?
Well, I'm being facetious. I say it's
yeah. I think they get win. It is. I think the only way they really get away from or lose the game is that they get away from the way they're playing going on the road. Or if Ovechkin scores a lot of goals against the Sens in the past. So if he gets a couple one timers and they go in and he's feeling comfortable, because obviously even at his age he's a guy that can overturn a game with two shots. So. To me, that's it. I said it before. I'm with the Sens down the stretch. I took the opposite side a couple times when I thought it was really dire situations with back to backs and whatnot. But I'm on the Sens. I'm on the wagon. So let's go. Those are my guys tonight.
Yeah, I think I'm fresh off a Sens over Dallas victory. Eh? I was the only guy that took Ottawa on that one.
It's funny you only remember that stuff, eh, Yorkie?
That was a big. It took a lot of balls to do that. I'm with Bob on this. The way Ottawa's playing right now, to answer your question, the only way they lose this game is if Forsberg reverts back to how he was playing before he got hurt. And I don't see any, there's nothing in the way he plays that leads me to believe that he's going to take a step backwards. So I like Ottawa in this one too. I'm taking Ottawa.
You take
Alex Ovechkin, by the way, 8 goals in his last 11. He had an 8-game or a 7-game goal scoring streak, almost 7, I should say. This guy, 8 goals, 14 points in the last 11 games.
And he got off to a terrible start this year. He couldn't score in the first 20 Correct. Games. It was crazy.
He's only got 16 goals, and 8 of them have been in the last 10 games or whatever. So
Who are you going with, Wally?
I can't bet against the Sens. They have two. There's momentum behind. I know you guys will probably say boo on the momentum, but you just feel right now that team thinks they can win every game they're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree. It just
makes different. Like
I just was just wondering when you were going to take the other side to kind of bring the gap going there.
Well, so I almost called you guys to get the Vegas one because I bet on Vegas. I bet on the Sens to win that game, $20. So. Yeah. I'm rolling cash.
I was taking Ottawa too. That nothing against how Ottawa played, like not to take away, but that was a very decimated Vegas lineup, which helped a lot. You take Stone out, you take Eichel. Jack Eichel. That's arguably their two best forwards. So that's nice to see.
So I cannot bet against Ottawa. Now the Nashville game will be interesting for you guys to decide on.
Yeah. Because I don't know.
Nashville's playing really well of late. So and they're right in a they need they're that right playoff there. Spot.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think that's everything. Did I miss anything today? No.
Got it all?
Okay. I do. So we'll be back again tomorrow.
What?
9 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We had another show in.
So what we didn't get to today, actually, Yorkie, was the way Josh Norris has been playing of late. So
yeah,
Josh Norris,
he's phenomenal right now, and I want to give him another game before we jinx him.
There we go. So Yorkie, you can't say anything. We'll get to it. We have video evidence. We'll get to tomorrow.
Yeah, Josh and Drake. Is Batherson's playing some real nice hockey right now.
Yeah, they both are.
So we'll see. I'll ask you if that's the Jacques effect. All right. Until tomorrow, boys. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll see you next time. Happy birthday, by the way, once again to Damien Beaudry.
Yeah. See you guys.
Happy birthday.
See ya.
See you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.